Could I just talk to you, sir, about the significance, the import of today from the development of the university's point of view?
This is an enormously significant day today as we both reopen Riddle Hall, this magnificent campus that we have here, as a new portal for business, and as we launch a very ambitious campaign for Queen's, a £140 million fundraising campaign over 5 years. And I'm delighted that I'll also be announcing that we're already £17.5 million on the way there.
So what's your ultimate goal for the university?
Queen's has always made a disproportionate commitment and impact on society here in Northern Ireland and beyond. And whether it's in respect to the student experience or whether it's due to our research supporting business, we will continue to enhance the way in which we support wider society. The students at Queen's, it's their experience that is absolutely to our fore, and a lot of the resources will go to support that experience. But we'll also be supporting our globally recognised centres of research.
Chancellor, let me put something to you. I am in and out of working-class Protestant areas. The infrastructure educationally is appalling. What are you doing as a university to reach into those communities, to ameliorate, to improve their lot, the forgotten children?
Well, let me pick up on exactly the student experience. The students, the volunteering that goes on within the student community is enormous. We have students leading homework groups on the Shankill Road at the moment. We have students working with businesses in Sandy Row. These are very, very important dimensions, and that is an all-important dimension to Queen's. We need to be in the communities and we need to be able to raise ambitions so that young people from those communities can see the opportunities, whether they're in business or whether they're at university. We don't do it just for those students to come to Queen's. It's about raising ambitions beyond where they could possibly imagine at the moment.
Let me put something to you, sir. There were some brilliant terrorists, bomb makers, killers within those communities. Some people really creative, energetic. How are you going to access those people to this portal, to the doors of higher education here, if the system is stacked against those children because of the current structures militating against them?
We're talking about the future. This is a new portal for business. It's a new campaign for the future. The businesses that are based here, 20 businesses who are Founders Club members of the of Riddle Hall, are businesses from across the community in Northern Ireland. Their Queen's is open to business from them, and they are open to business from all who can contribute.
I understand that, sir, but I want you to address my question. How are you going to access those children at the bottom of the pile in the Shankill, Rathcoole, Kilcooley, areas from which not one child is gaining access to grammar school?
And as I've said already, our students are in those communities volunteering, acting as role models, raising aspirations and what have you. We will make our contribution, but there are some things that are beyond what we can do. We cannot, we're not responsible for reformulating the education system. We can provide a lead with the links into business, and we can, through our student base, continue to provide role models to develop that link that I've already described.
Thank you very much, sir.